Joe Biden's investor allies demand mass amnesty before election. Because they fear Trump will win anyway. By Neil Munro on June 11, 2024. The investors who helped elect President Joe Biden in 2020 won the last-minute amnesty for roughly 1 million illegal migrants, even as multiple polls show rising public opposition to cheap labor migration. The Democrats' pro-migration donors and investors recognize that Biden is losing the election and they're just absolutely desperate. Kevin Lynn, the founder of U.S. Tech Workers. If Trump is elected, he will have the mandate to deport 21 million people, said Lynn, because Biden's vast inflow of roughly 10 million legal and illegal migrants has discredited the establishment's claim that migration is good for America and Americans. The establishment's pro-migration narrative is collapsing. And they're doubling down again shortly before the election, Lynn said. Related, Joe Biden calls illegal aliens model citizens an amnesty push. Any Biden amnesty late in the campaign would draft diverse party activists to defend the investors' single cause of migration instead of their varied progressive causes, he said. The amnesty push is also an insane threat to Biden and his other left-wing non-migration interest groups because it raises their chance of collectively losing in November, he said. But Biden and his campaign staffers may be unable to stop White House policy staffers from declaring the amnesty giveaway, he said, because the old man is out to lunch. The amnesty plan would grant immigration parole status to perhaps 1 million illegal migrant spouses of American citizens. That grant would provide work permits, 2 years of temporary residency, and an incentive for much marriage fraud. This is called amnesty for any reporters courageous enough to tell the truth, said a June 10 tweet from the Immigration Accountability Project. The amnesty would mimic President Barack Obama's 2012 award of work permits to 800,000 illegal immigrants who were brought into the United States while they were children. Obama's DACA amnesty has been deemed illegal by the courts but has not been ended by judges. The parole-in-place plan is legally questionable. At best, wrote Andrew Arthur, a former immigration judge who now works with the Center for Immigration Studies. Related, activist slams Kamala Harris for lack of action on amnesty for illegal aliens. The Homeland Security Secretary may parole aliens only on a case-by-case basis and then only for urgent humanitarian reasons or for a significant public benefit, he wrote, adding. The problem with the pro-amnesty arguments, and with the Biden administration's parole programs generally, is not just that they exceed DHS's limited parole authority in Section 212D, 5A, of the INA, but also that they have no limiting principle. Accepting the parole memo at face value, nothing would limit the administration's ability to grant parole to any alien, so long as it would promote more efficient use of DHS's resources and staffing, thus opening the limited parole authority wide enough to swallow all of the other rules and requirements in the immigration law. If the White House gets away with it, expect a cascade of other parole-in-place programs for illegal parents of U.S. citizens, and then parents of green card holders, and so on, Arthur added. A coalition of states has asked a federal judge to strike down another Biden policy that uses the parole language to let employers hire an additional 350,000 foreign workers each year. Forward.us. The new amnesty push emerged in April from Forward.us, Mark Zuckerberg's lobby group for West Coast investors. Those investors gain from migration, especially from the inflow of white-collar contract workers. The Forward.us push has since been picked up by a variety of other pro-migration advocacy groups, many of which get funding from Zuckerberg's business group and from ideologically progressive foundations. Forward.us President Todd Schulte argued on June 9 that an amnesty would be a political counter to the public's rising opposition to government-backed migration. In a time in which authoritarianism around the globe is fueled by anti-immigrant demagogues who seek to weaponize the plight of immigrants and those seeking refuge for their own political gain, we can either find humane and politically resilient approaches to the challenges presented by forced migration to build legal pathways and provide legal status to undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for years, or xenophobia will only become a more potent weapon. Immigrants and immigration are good for America and Americans, and also for progressive values, Schulte declared. If we do not build a modern, fair, just and orderly immigration system, And yes, these are mutually reinforcing values and operational realities that not only upholds the best of our values, but that allows people to live, thrive and survive the difficult politics that come, by design, from forcing the marginalized into more visible and even more marginalized positions, will be used to attack the best of America's promise. Forward.us has a lot of clout in the White House, partly because Zuckerberg and his political strategist in residence, Mark Plouffe, helped Biden in 2020. Their much-reported strategy was to spend more than $400 million to help grow turnout in Democratic-majority districts. Since June 9, the plan has been widely marketed via establishment media publications. NBC News reported on June 10. Washington, the Biden administration is considering a plan to protect from deportation undocumented immigrants who are the spouses of U.S. citizens and give them access to work permits, according to two sources familiar with the discussions. The sources stress that the proposal was not final and the timing was fluid. The program, known as Parole in Place, would also make it easier for some undocumented immigrants to get a green card and a path to U.S. citizenship. The New York Times reported on June 10. Even as he announced a restrictive border policy last week, Mr. Biden appeared to indicate that he was considering more progressive moves on immigration. For those who say the steps I've taken are too strict, I say to you that, be patient, Mr. Biden said on Tuesday. Immigration advocates have left briefings with the White House optimistic about the potential for the protection, but also did not receive any indication that the administration would act right away. Immigrant advocacy groups like Forward U.S. have said that more than a million undocumented spouses of U.S. citizens are in the country. The amnesty could help Biden regain support from American Latino citizens who have been hard hit by Biden's mass migration, according to a June 9 report from CNN. Looking to shore up Latino votes in Nevada and Arizona for his re-election campaign, President Joe Biden is on the verge of soon following up last week's executive action aimed at curbing border crossings with another move focused on providing legal status for long-term undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens. For Biden in Arizona, everything is on the margins, right? Said Democratic Arizona Senator Mark Kelly. My sense is it should help. The orders have not yet been presented to Biden himself for review, said the CNN report, which also included a quote from Forward.us. As we approach the 12th anniversary of the DACA program, President Obama's decision to take bold executive action to support our nation's dreamers remains a masterstroke of political ingenuity and the most successful immigration policy in decades, said Todd Schulte, president of Forward.us, in a statement. Today, President Biden faces a similar pivotal moment. The founders of Forward.us are wealthy coastal investors whose wealth is multiplied 20-fold when the stock market forecasts decades of extra profits whenever the government extracts cheap labor, government-funded consumers, and room-sharing renters from poor countries. The breadth of investors who joined with Zuckerberg to found and fund Forward.us in 2013 was hidden from casual visitors to the group's website. But copies exist at the other sites. Despite their use of technology, most of the investors earn their wealth from the consumer economy, such as advertising, retail, or food delivery. Related, Trump lays out immigration policy, no amnesty. The pro-migration investors will shred the Democratic Party, warned Lynn, who campaigns against the white-collar visa programs that are used by investors to boost stock values and to keep control of the tech sector. They'll do whatever they can to keep this pipeline of money going, he said. Numerous studies admit that migration transfers vast wealth from ordinary Americans to investors, CEOs, and C-suites. For example, a new study funded by the Pro-Migration Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation reported. A declining working-age population may be associated with a rising labor share of income as well as, arguably, greater environmental sustainability. But these effects may also include lower economic growth, declining government revenues, flat or declining labor force participation and lower investment returns. That suggests a less favorable economic environment and lends credence to the idea that the switch to negative working-age population growth may strand assets. Extraction migration. Since at least 1990, The federal government has quietly adopted a policy of extraction migration to grow the consumer economy after it helped investors move the high-wage manufacturing sector to lower-wage countries. The migration policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries. The additional workers, white-collar graduates, consumers, and renters push up stock values by shrinking Americans' wages, subsidizing low-productivity companies, boosting rents, and spiking real estate prices. The rarely mentioned economic policy has pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors, reduced Americans' productivity and political clout, slowed high-tech innovation, shrunk trade, crippled civic solidarity, and incentivized government officials and progressives to ignore the rising death rate of discarded, low-status Americans. Donald Trump's campaign team recognizes the economic impact of migration. Biden's unpopular policy is flooding America's labor pool with millions of low-wage illegal migrants who are directly attacking the wages and opportunities of hard-working Americans, said a May statement from Trump's campaign. The secretive economic policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors and government agencies with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. Similar policies have damaged citizens and economies in Canada and the United Kingdom. The colonialism-like policy has also damaged small nations and has killed hundreds of Americans and thousands of migrants, including many on the taxpayer-funded jungle trail through the Darien Gap in Panama.